Sort of. I actually have a bachelor's degree in chemistry. I took some physics courses, and if you get high enough in chemistry courses, they kind of blend into quantum mechanics and other such. So mostly my expertise as far as my bachelor's degree was in chemistry and a couple of courses in physics. But medicine is my career.
Yeah, okay. Very good, Roy. WB2BX. So, Dick, are you still there? All right, I guess he had to go. And I'm sorry to hear, Dick. I caught a little at the beginning. I had the impression that Dick is thinking of not doing TechNet anymore. That would be, Dick, stay on with us if you can. Keep doing the net. It's been fantastic for the last 40-some-odd years. Those are these guys. I'll be listening for a few more minutes. WB2BXL.
Mr. BXL, K2RIW is still here. Let's see now. I was looking for John VDH because I suddenly realized there's something, another piece of information I had to give him that'll partially explain the conundrum we've got about a antenna tuner. Mr. BXL, go ahead.
Okay, Dick, I just wanted to, first of all, I caught something that I might have misunderstood when I first turned on the net. It sounded like you're thinking of, you know, turning this over to the very capable hands of Roy and Paul, and would be great, but you'd certainly be missed doing this. I know I've been on these nets with you off and on for since the early 80s. In any case, Dick, do you have any thoughts on lightning connectors and why they fail? You know, I don't necessarily, I know it's late, I don't necessarily want you to go into one of your 40-minute recitations of how lightning connectors work. Maybe we can do that next week. Go ahead, Dick.
I'm sorry to say I have no experience with lightning connectors, so I have nothing to add to that. I have the impression from what you guys are now saying that the certain kinds of digital equipment that use a certain kind of a connector called a lightning connector, I guess it has that name because it can tolerate a very fast data rate. Is that true?
That may be. Maybe Paul or Roy know. I mainly use them for charging the phones, but they are digital cables, and I think they can be used for other things. In fact, I know they are because I've used the lightning to HDMI converter to send a signal from my iPhone to HDMI. Yeah, I know they can be used for other things besides charging the phones.
A lightning connector has how many contacts?
They're these flat connectors, you know, these little flat connectors, so I have no idea what kind of pinning it is internally. I'm sure it may be proprietary, I was going to say. I'm sure you could look up the pinouts online, but it could be that the pinouts are proprietary. Actually, I doubt that since there are third parties making them. Go ahead.
It is still proprietary. I think you need a license to do it legitimately, and it's an 8-pin connector.
Maybe Dick had a go. Okay, that's interesting. I did not know that. I thought it was probably a lot more, actually. 8-pin sounds like relatively few for the amount of data these things presumably can transmit, even if more often than not, most of them use it for charging. Anyway, I'll be listening. Thanks. 73-WB2BXO.
WB2BXO, WB2GXO.
Go ahead.
They may have 8 pins on those lightning connectors, but I believe there's only 4 of them being used, and they're doubled on the other side. I say this because we have lightning connectors at work. And you can plug them in both ways, which would lead me to believe that they're only using 4 of those pins. Is that right, Roy?
In a way, I guess. I'll give you the pinouts because it's again, Google is our friend. Pin one is ground. Pin two, they say, is lane zero positive. Pin three is lane zero negative. Pin four is identification and then and control. Pin five is power for charging the battery. Pin six is lane one negative. Pin seven is lane one positive. And pin eight is identification and control for one. Whereas the first one was the control zero. So it's eight pins, but you can rotate it 180 degrees and just the other side gets the same eight pins.
Okay, I just thought I would throw that in. Incidentally, our Lightning Connect connector theoretically came directly from Apple, and it is falling apart on both ends, so I wouldn't put my faith in any of these Lightning cables. WB2GX, I'm clear.
Apple is kind of switching, apparently, to USB-Cs. Their iPad models are now using C. So someday, maybe the iPhone will use C. It's a high-speed digital interface. It's capable of sending video signals back and forth and all kinds of fun stuff. And for history people, it replaces the previous 30-pin dock connector that Apple had used for iPhones and such. So shrinking the 30 pins to 8 just is another demonstration of how technology advances.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater.
Indicator is...
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m. Nat tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Kilo November 6. Kilo November 6. GXXX on the road. Good morning, everyone.
W2VL repeater.
Eugene Watts.
W2VL repeater.